From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A SWAT team from the Seattle Police Department stormed a residential area early this morning in search of the suspect in the murders of four police officers, but they did not find the man. Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Department spokesman Ed Troyer says the suspect, Maurice Clemens, was shot and perhaps seriously or mortally wounded yesterday by one of the officers.
We don't know if he's still alive. If he isn't, it's going to be because he succumbed to the wound that he received yesterday when he was in the struggle with the police officer that managed to get a shot fired off him at him before he was killed.
Troyer was on CBS's The Early Show. He says Clemens' whereabouts are unknown. Clemens has a long criminal record. He was once serving a 95-year prison sentence in Arkansas that was commuted by then-Governor Mike Huckabee. President Obama is putting the finishing touches on the speech he'll give tomorrow at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, detailing the new U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. He met with Defense Secretary Robert Gates and other key advisors last evening in the Oval Office. On the eve of World AIDS Day, the president is expected to announce the U.S. will host the International AIDS Conference in 2012. NPR's Brenda Wilson has that story.
According to organizers of the conference, the International AIDS Society, the arrangement to convene the meeting in the U.S. was made possible by President Obama's lifting of the travel ban against people with HIV/AIDS. The last International AIDS meeting to be held in the United States was in 1990 in San Francisco. Special waivers had to be granted to people with HIV who wanted to attend the meeting. It was marked by the boisterous protest of activists who drowned out a speech being given by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Louis Sullivan. The announcement will come at a White House event where administration health officials will lay out plans to combat HIV/AIDS here in the U.S. and globally. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
This is Cyber Monday, the traditional start of the online holiday shopping season. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports online retail sales are expected to top $150 billion this year.
Online retailers are becoming increasingly sophisticated in how they market their goods. Armed with lots of information about individual shoppers who visit their websites, marketers can display products and pages tailored specifically for them. Amazon.com, for example, offers recommendations based on past history, but many other sites are more subtle in their personalized approach. Deborah Mitchell of the University of Wisconsin Business School suggests it may be harder for consumers to resist impulse and other purchases.
The online environment is not straightforward. You are not always in control the way you might think you are as a consumer, and so just be aware.
Her advice for online shoppers? Use a list and set a time limit. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Retired American auto worker John Demjanjuk went on trial in Munich today on charges of being an accessory to the murder of nearly 28,000 Jews at a Nazi death camp during World War II. Prosecutors say he served as a guard for the Nazi SS. His attorney is accusing the German court of bias. Tennis star Serena Williams is facing a record fine for her outburst at an official during this year's U.S. Open Tennis Championships in New York. Larry Miller has details from London.
Serena Williams lost her temper and forfeited the U.S. Open semifinal after a foot fault in the critical closing stages of the match. The line judge who made the call complained Williams threatened to kill her, which Williams immediately denied.
I didn't say I would kill you. Are you serious?
The International Tennis Federation says Williams has been fined a record $175,000. She also faces a two-year probationary period at Grand Slam tournaments. If she has no further incidents in that time, the fine will be cut in half. If she does, Williams will be banned from the following U.S. Open. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Treasury Department says it may fine mortgage companies that aren't doing enough to make permanent loan modifications under the government's $75 billion Making Homes Affordable Relief Program for people facing foreclosure. Loans modified under the program first go through a trial stage lasting up to 5 months before the payment reductions become permanent. The New York Times reports that so far only a very small fraction of the loan modifications have been made permanent. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 36 points. The Nasdaq is off 14 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.